Good to speak to you again, Darren.
And under sad circumstances this time, James, because we heard over the weekend that the film critic legend that is Barry Norman sadly passed away. I'd imagine, like me, Barry Norman, we grew up with Barry, watching him and criticising films.
Yeah, I mean, so many people did. And I really noticed this over the weekend on social media. So many people just saying, he was my childhood. You know, he was the guy for so long, and he was. I think it was 35 years plus that he presented the film programme, started in 1972. In the 80s and the 90s, which is when I was watching him, he was the one. Of course, there were film critics on newspapers, and towards the end of Barry Norman's run, you had Johnny Vaughan coming through as well on Movie Watch. I don't know if you ever saw that one.
Yeah.
But for the main, it was just Barry Norman. You know, he was the one guy out there presenting the big flagship movie program. And even though I was, you know, a teenager, 15 and 16 years old, and he was a guy in his 50s, I guess he would have been then, it didn't really matter that he was so much older and that he wasn't cool and that he wasn't obviously sort of polished and TV friendly, looking like some kind of, you know, TV hunk. He was sort of much more fatherly than that. It didn't matter that he wasn't cool. All that mattered was he was passionate about his subject, and he knew his subject, and he had the experience, and that really came through.
And you can tell how much of an impact he made. I mean, not just on ourselves, but also on the nation as well. Because, I mean, he had a spitting image puppet of himself. Rory Bremner was doing impressions of him. That doesn't happen to movie critics, James.
No, exactly. I think he was surprised by that as well. And that's where the catchphrase, "and why not," came from, which he never actually said, but it came from impersonators who kind of gave him that catchphrase. There was a certain sort of curmudgeonly side to him, I suppose. He was quite blunt. He was quite down to earth. Like I said, not obviously TV, not obviously telly. And I was reading his autobiography over the weekend, going back to it and flicking through it. And there's a couple of pages on when he got the job, when he got the TV job back in the early 70s, and how he had all these producers telling him, you need to smile more, or you don't use such long words, and all these people giving him advice because he'd never done TV before. But actually, he just said, you know what, I just was myself. I just carried on being myself, and the person on screen and the person off screen was exactly the same person. There was no act whatsoever. And I think actually that is what people really liked about him, and that perhaps came across as a bit sort of grumpy sometimes, but that's also what the impersonator liked about him.
I also like when he used to do, I mean, whenever I interview like sort of large and life celebrities, I get a little bit like fanboyish, I think. And but Barry Norman never did that, and he was just so blunt with people like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Bruce Willis, just to their face, he was amazing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he didn't have any time for the hype of the film industry, for the fluff of the film industry. The Cannes Film Festival, I only met him once. I met him at the Cannes Film Festival, so towards the end of his career, at the beginning of mine, really. And he'd been going for a long time, and the Cannes Film Festival is the perfect place if you want to see the highs and the lows of the movie industry, if you want to see the greatest works of art, but also just see all the ridiculousness of Hollywood. He really didn't have any time for the latter. But I think he loved Cannes because of that, because there were those extremes. But yeah, that was where he interviewed Arnold Schwarzenegger, Bruce Willis, the Spice Girls as well. I remember watching that on film 96, something like that.
Yeah.
Barry Norman with the Spice Girls at the Cannes Film Festival as they were trying to get him interested in Spice World, the movie. It was just great TV.
He's certainly going to be missed. James, thank you so much for reminiscing and chatting to us on Radio Yorkshire this morning.
A pleasure. Cheers.